NDSU Extension Pesticide Program Specialist Andrew Thostenson has never seen a report like this on pesticide registration from the Office of Inspector General.
I'm at least a little bit taken back by it because I was not expecting it.
Thostenson does not think the report will have implications on the current spray season, but something can always happen in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
We really don't know at what speed or pace that the Ninth Circuit Court is going to act on this, or in fact, if they're going to act on it at all. The way to look at this from this point forward is twofold. How will environmental advocacy groups use this to advance their arguments in front of the Ninth Circuit Court? And then however they respond to it, it'll be interesting to see how the new administration in Washington responds to it.
The pesticide registration process at the EPA will be questioned. Thostenson says this is bigger than dicamba.
The environmental advocacy groups will certainly use this to try and advance their arguments. I think that you will find the advocacy groups arguing that not only is this decision tainted, but other decisions that have been made in the last couple of years, most notably things like chlorpyrifos, the Trump administration and EPA changed that. They resurrected chlorpyrifos for at least a time. And now, again, a court has ordered EPA to issue new mitigation measures for chlorpyrifos or cancel it. This is going to leave a sour taste in people's mouths for some time, and I think it will call into question a lot of decisions that EPA makes.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.